I'm Ron Duarte.
And this is David Brock, and this is an interview taking place on June 13th, 2006. And Ron, I know that I believe you were born in Pescadero, but I'm not sure exactly when.
May the 7th, 1930.
Okay. Could you tell us a little bit about your family background and your family's history in Pescadero?
Yes. My grandfather, Duarte, was there from the Azores. We're Portuguese from the Azores.
Okay.
And he was a barber and a barkeep. And he came from San Francisco in 1894 and bought the bar business here.
Okay.
And a few years later, he bought the property also.
Okay.
And then my grandfather, Cardoza, he was also from the Azores. And he came much earlier. Near as I can figure, it was probably in the 1870s, maybe late 1860s.
Wow.
But he came when they were clearing all the land on the coast.
Okay.
And the first time he came to Boston when he was 16. And he couldn't get a job. So he went back to the Azores, and then he surfaced here in California.
I see.
In Half Moon Bay, Pescadero area. And they must have came by whaling ship, because there was no talk of coming across the plains like the Moore family did.
Right.
There. And so, but he prevailed, and a lot of hard work, and he had a small ranch and then another fair-sized ranch, especially with cows and pigs, and that was part of the days of cheese and cream, you know, that they made and stuff like that.
Right.
Didn't ship it in and out of town like we do, drive in and out of town in those days.
Mm-hmm.
It was all horse and buggy stuff.
Right.
And then, of course, the Moors came here in the 1850s.
Right.
They were some of the first to settle the town here. And they were here. There's still Moors here.
Right.
Still Moors here. And so we all knew each other all the time. And Gordon's father works for the San Mateo County Sheriff's.
Right.
And he was a sheriff in town here, and he just lived a couple doors from where we live now.
Okay.
And brother's sister married brother's sister. They married with the Moores and the Williamsons.
Right.
They're an old family. I think Williamsons came from Philadelphia.
Okay.
And they had a store here, a general store, where they used to sell everything in the old days. And they were here for over 100 years, and there's still some here.
And that was just, that general store was just down the street not too far from your family's tavern.
Yes, it's Musi's now.
Okay.
The Musi's bought it.
I see.
Family. So they changed the name. And then across the street from the store is where the Moore, Gordon Moore, the first 9 years of his life, was raised. And, of course, we're right next door. And his mother, Myra, it was a great place to go for us kids because she used to let us do anything, almost. Oh, yeah. We'd jump on couches, and especially on a rainy day, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure if it was 38 or 39, along in there, because Gordon, I think, was born in 1929.
Right.
He's a year older than I am.
Okay.
And then his father became undersheriff of San Mateo County.
Right.
So they moved to Redwood City there. And, of course, we were a little too young to go fishing then, like we did a few years later.
Mm-hmm.
But we used to spend a little time in the creek and stuff like that. And then when they went over to Redwood City, I would go over there and stay a week or a few days or a week. you know, with him, and we'd do things in Redwood City, like get in trouble for coming down a street with both of us in a wagon. His father, holy crap, we'd catch hell over that.
Was it going down a hill or something?
Yeah, it was a paved, you know, it was a hill with a slope on it. It was a good place for the kids to go down in wagon.
Right.
But also, there wasn't many cars on the road, lucky.
Right.
Like that. And then when they'd come back and forth over here, so they'd usually... My mother was good friends of the Williamsons and the Moores.
Okay.
They were raised together here also.
Right.
So, and I can remember Gordon, he was already... tinkered around with some experiments in the garage.
In Redwood City.
In Redwood City. And if I'm not mistaken, I think he had a fire going there a time or two. Finally, the fire department had to go talk to his father. don't let him do any more of this stuff.
Did the two of you go to grade school together then in Pescadero?
Oh, yes, yeah. Yeah, we went there. They, of course, him and another fellow, Frank Huglin, who's another smart guy.
Uh-huh.
The first grade, if I'm not mistaken, there was no kindergarten here.
Okay.
Grade one of grammar school. And when they started a year before I did, but when they went to, after lunch, they were in the second grade already. Yeah, him and Frank both. So they jumped ahead of me by a couple of years there.
Right.
And like that.
Couple different questions if I could ask.
Sure.
Could you describe the... maybe we'll start with school. Could you describe... the size... and the number of students and...
There are probably less than 100 kids there in 8 grades.
Okay.
You know, grammar school was 8th grade then. There was no junior high.
Right.
Yeah, there was less than... and the other thing is Aunt Louise Williamson told me that when he went to freshman at Sequoia.
Yeah.
You can verify this with Gordon, maybe, that when he was a freshman in high school, he was explaining math to the senior class. That's what she did say that, definitely one time, you know.
If you think back to your time together at school, you know, what kind of a student was Gordon? Was he recognized as being a...
Oh, yeah, he was a good student.
Yeah.
Oh, he's always been a tremendous student. Yeah, even grammar school. But he was a year ahead of me now. I didn't get...
Right.
No, I wasn't in his class.
I know the two of you were good friends. Were you kind of well liked? I mean, did you have a big group of age mates that you did things with?
Yeah, there was a few of us that all liked the kids in town here.
Right.
You know, we all more or less hung out at his place. We had sort of a free run there of things, you know.
Was his mother just a very tolerant person, or...?
Just too good. You know, just a real nice person.
Right.
Very nice person, yeah.
And what impressions do you have back from that era of Gordon's father?
He was like a tough sheriff, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And of course we had a lot of laborers over here before World War II. most of the laborers on the coast were the Filipino people.
Yeah.
Before World War II, and there was a lot of those in town.
Mm-hmm.
And he maintained order.
Uh-huh.
Definitely maintained order, yeah.
And
he was a World War I veteran.
Right.
And he used to like to hunt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember him fishing too much. But Gordon, he likes to fish. He's got a boat, you know, and goes all over.
Right. Was fishing something that the two of you did together in Pescadero?
Not much. We were a little, just getting started at it.
Right.
Just getting started. I don't remember if we went crayfishing together or not then. I can't remember that.
But okay.
That's how we started out, because they were dumb compared to steelhead, you know, to catch.
Sure.
When you're first starting out.
Sure.
Yeah, all you do is put a piece of meat in the end of a string and throw it out there and have a net to put underneath them and put them in. Where steelhead fishing was a little... That came later.
Understood. What about Gordon's brothers? Do you have any impressions of them? I know they were older still.
One was older.
Yeah.
Junior was older. Fancy was younger.
Right.
Yeah, is Fancy still alive?
No, I'm sorry to report that they both died.
Yeah, well, I know Walt was.
Yeah.
He married a local gal here.
Right.
And here was the carefulest guy in the world on these hills, and I'll be damned if he didn't tip over in one of those four-wheelers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was the most careful guy in the world. I still can't believe how the hell that happened, because he was too careful to... And he was he made a tractor.
He built a tractor.
Wow. Like a wide gauge.
Uh huh.
That would be good on the hills.
Oh, I see.
You know, it wasn't a narrow gauge; it was wide. It could go on the steep hills.
Right.
Because these guys in the running a tractor on these hills, you get a novice up there, he'll scare the hell out of you.
Right.
They could be sliding sideways and all kinds of stuff like that.
Right. And what about his younger brother? What impressions do you have of
him?
Well,
he was a little younger.
Uh-huh.
And I don't remember too much there with Francie.
Okay.
But Walt was real mild. Walt Jr.
Yeah.
He was real mild-mannered, easy-going, you know. Pretty much a homebody.
Uh-huh.
You know, there.
Did the brothers seem to get along pretty well?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any favorite, when you think of your childhood friendship with Gordon Moore, do you have any favorite stories either of doing things with him in Pescadero or doing things with him in Redwood City?
And that wagon incident going down the hill.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, their neighbor was quite a character in Redwood City. He could talk like Donald Duck.
Was that a child or an adult?
Even later on when he grew up, he used to come to the bar over here once in a while. He liked his tea.
I see.
Where the Moors, they didn't spend much time around a bar at all.
Okay.
Next to none.
Huh.
You know.
Right.
And this guy Donald Duck, he used to come. Donald was his name, and he used to call him Donald Duck. And even when he was I don't know, 25, 30 years old, or even older, he'd come around to the bar once in a while and get a couple of drinks, and he'd start talking like Donald Duck. Stuff like that. Yeah.
Did you ever tinker around with Gordon Moore and his...
No, that was all beyond me.
Yeah.
No.
Did you ever use any of the explosives that he was making?
No.
Okay. If you had to pick some words to describe Gordon Moore as a youth, what words would come to mind?
He was quite reserved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, didn't have a lot to say, but still enough, you know.
Yeah.
He wasn't shy, but he was more maybe a little bit on the quiet side.
Okay.
You know, he wasn't shy at all, but he'd be a little quieter. But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was he adventurous? Did he like to do things, or was
he'd play softball over there in the lot alongside of the store all the time?
Okay.
And even the adults played in the evening.
All right.
You know, there.
Mm-hmm.
It was there. We used to play softball there. But again, when the adults came, we were about done. We were only 8, 9 years old. You know?
Right.
I used to had a neighbor that I used to, he was a butcher. He used to use my glove all the time, so he knew where I was at.
Let's see. Would you, after they moved to Redwood City, would you occasionally see him when he came back to Pescadero to visit with his relatives?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, uh-huh. I'd see him then, and then I went over there maybe 3 or 4 times the most.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, something like that.
What if you're, as an adult, Have you had any opportunities to interact with him or catch up with him?
Just when he used to come over and see his brother.
Right.
He'd drop in, you know.
Right.
And then the open space had a thing over here for the lighthouse, and they had it here at the restaurant, and
right.
He was there then, and we talked, and stuff like that.
Right.
I'd always see him maybe a couple times a year after that.
Okay.
You know, we didn't even exchange Christmas cards, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. Have you had an opportunity to spend time with Betty Moore, and do you have impressions about her?
Only when she came here.
Right.
With Gordon, you know.
Right.
Yeah, very little time. Very little time there.
Even
Steve. Even Steve's, and what's the other boy's name?
Ken.
Huh?
Ken.
Steve?
Steve and Ken.
Tim?
Ken.
Tim, yeah. I probably wouldn't know him.
Right.
Tim, Steve, I might recognize him if he came in. You know, the only time I talked to them is when they were over here with Gordon.
Right. Well, one thing I was wondering was if you had any impression about, Gordon Moore strikes you, or strikes me, let's say, as just a very modest, straightforward, and very personable individual. And I was wondering if you thought there might be any connection between sort of his personality and his values and sort of growing up in Pescadero in that era. You have any thoughts about that?
No.
Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. I guess maybe then we could just... Did you and Gordon get into much trouble? Were his parents in particular, were they very...
The trouble we got into was that wagon on
yeah.
the hill.
Yeah, okay. And did you belong to any organizations like the Boy Scouts at that age, or was that a little early?
It was Scouts, but I think it was after he left.
Okay.
They had Boy Scouts in town.
Uh-huh.
But I think that was was that 12 years old you had to be?
Might be. I can't quite remember.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But that, well, there was Cub Scouts first.
Right.
But he wasn't there. I don't think he was here then.
Okay.
No, I don't think so.
Well, maybe then we could just talk for a moment about just Pescadero and how the community has changed and how it's remained the same since two of you were growing up.
Well, it's remained the same. It's because of the Coastal Commission.
Uh-huh.
And we do have a lot of beaches and parks here.
Sure.
And the garden has contributed quite a bit to open space.
Right.
Here. Like that. And the thing that's changed is there's not the farming there used to be.
Okay.
The only ones that are... the farmers were starting to fade out, and then the floriculture came.
Okay.
And then they started importing flowers from Mexico and South America. And a lot of the nursery guys are taking a little beating on that, too.
Right.
So now, houses and stuff are, for our area here, are very high. And you got a lot of people here. We call them horsey people. You know, like Woodside, where they like to have a couple of horses.
Right.
And they're buying up a lot of the land here now, what's available.
I see.
And they'll maintain it like that. Some of them will, you know, they'll have jumping horses and thing, you know, different things like that. And a lot of them, one guy up the road here, he just bought a ranch, and he must have 40 or 50 wagons and stage coaches.
Oh my gosh.
Like Wells Fargo and stuff like that there. And,
huh.
And they'll ride around town, and of course there's a lot of bicycle and motorcycle people here now.
Okay.
On weekends, geez, it's packed with them.
Right.
Yeah.
It was your grandfather who started the tavern, and was it first?
It was here before.
Okay.
It was already here when he came.
I see, and he took over the business.
And then Mom and Dad got serious about the food.
Okay.
And then from then on, I was an only child, and we stayed in it, and
mm-hmm.
And then now our kids, they all went away to school.
Right.
They're working it. Now we've been written up quite a bit.
Yeah. So when you were running it, were you working in the kitchen or working behind the bar or just working in the back office or
in bar?
Uh-huh.
I'd tend bar and at night, and then I used to cook in the daytime.
I see.
Like that. And then we started hiring people. Dad passed away when he was quite young.
Oh.
He was 57 years old.
Oh, okay.
He didn't drink much. He says, I'm here to make money, not play around. You know, he's talking about the bar.
Right.
But then he was a big-time smoker.
Oh, I see.
And of course, the bar, gee, there used to be a cloud of smoke 6 feet off the floor in the old days.
Right. So, for which years did you run the operation?
Well, since Dad passed away in 61.
Okay.
From then on, it was my mother and I were partners.
I see.
And then I got married in 57.
Uh-huh.
I got married in 57. And so the wife, my mother made pies. We're noted for our pies.
I've had the pie.
And we're noted for that. And so my mother and my aunt made pies. And then my wife made pies. And our daughter made pies. used to say, if I learned how to bake pies, I'd be doing everything. So I took his advice and never learned how to make pies.
There you go. I guess if... maybe one last question for you. If you had to tell somebody one thing about Gordon Moore, about how they should think about Gordon Moore, what would that be?
I would think you have to think of his accomplishments. I think that says a lot.
Yeah.
I think that's it. That's right there in a nutshell. One time we were up in Reno, Nevada. And him and Noyce worked for Fairchild out of Chicago, I think.
Fairchild, I guess, was based on Long Island in New York.
Okay.
Yeah.
And anyway, him and Noyce were going to take off and form Intel.
Right.
Take off on their own. So we were watching a floor show up there in Reno, Nevada, and this guy was next to us, and we started talking and this and that, and I said, oh, well, Gordon Moore. He says, oh, yeah. He says, I was with Fairchild with those guys when him and Noyce was going to go form their own company, and they asked me to go. And they said, now we won't be able to take a salary for maybe a year.
Right.
And he said, I just got married, and I don't know if he had kids then or not. And he said, so I couldn't go. I would have been a partner, you know.
Yeah.
Couldn't go, and he was working some kind of electronics things at a military base in Sacramento.
Right.
And he says, I sure missed the boat on that. Yeah.
Well,
that's it.
Okay, well, that really covers the sort of topic areas I wanted to ask you about. Is there anything else that you can think of that I should have asked you that,
No.
Nope.
No, I can't think of...
Okay.
Okay.
Well, when I have the transcript of our conversation, I'll get that out to you and give you a chance to review that.
Okay.
Well, thanks so very much for your time.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.